Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DillParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today about prayer without obedience. It's a waste of breath. You know, I've got teachings on how we have to be careful who we pray with so that we're not uniting to sin, heresy, bad doctrines, even demons, spirits. Be careful. Also making sure that we understand what prayer is and what it isn't. Today I want to talk to you about prayer without obedience is a waste of your breath. Yeah, I see it all over the place. Man and his big, long prayers on Sunday, recording it, putting it on the internet, having prayer rallies, calling people to prayer, meeting for an hour or two of prayer. Now, I'm all for prayer. Here's the problem. What do they lack when it comes to the things of God? What do they lack? Well, let's talk about this. One of the great scriptures everybody always runs to is from the Old Testament. In context, it was given to Israel. I want to say that right up front. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Did you catch that? What prayer does God listen to? The people that call on his name, they humble themselves, they pray, they seek him, they turn from their wicked ways. All of these American prayer rallies, all of these churchianity places, they're not turning from their sin. They're worldly, false doctrine, carnality, false gospels, selling the things of God, linked to the world, linked to politics, ecumenical. None of this is the sign and mark of a holy saint of God. So they're praying without leaving their sin, turning and forsaking, very dangerous. Let's keep going in 2 Chronicles 7:17-20. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David my father walked, thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of the kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I've set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I had given them. You see what God is saying here to Israel? They couldn't just cry out and pray. They had to have action of repentance, keeping all of his statutes. Did you catch that? In the New Testament, yeah, we don't keep Torah today, but people aren't keeping the new covenant. They're not keeping the traditions God handed down. They're keeping evangelical, denominational, Roman Catholic, and all the other cult group traditions. They're not following Christ in spirit and truth. They're feminized. They're worldly corrupt. Doctrines of demons have come in. False easy grace, easy believism. This is not of God. If we pray and we keep willful sin and false doctrine in our life, we're making a mockery of God and his word. What does John 9:31 say? Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth. I don't know how much clearer you can get than that. If you're keeping sin, don't bother praying to God until you repent of the sin. This is what God is saying. Now, Jesus in Matthew 6 gives us a little bit of a talk on what sin is, or excuse me, on prayer. He says this, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door and pray to thy Father which is in secret, thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Yeah, I want to talk about this. I had a man and a woman walk up to me and my wife the other day in a Walmart parking lot, started talking to us. He was all excited to meet us, saw our gospel signs. Until we started talking about biblical obedience and holiness, he was a New Apostolic Reformation, Word of Faith cultist man. He got very upset. And right in the middle of talking about doctrine and truth and obeying God, he said, let's all pray. And I said, I don't pray with people I don't know, sir. He got offended. He wanted to pull a prayer stunt in the middle of the Walmart parking lot with cars flying all over so that everybody could see us praying. Him and I weren't united. The woman with him was uncovered and not biblical. Why would I pray with someone like that? The Bible tells me not to. And he got offended and he started speaking in tongues. That's another whole story. You can see that. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog and look up the different teachings we have on that. So Jesus is saying, go in your closet and pray in secret. I'm a big believer of that. Prayer is an intimate, private thing, not something to be made public, videotaped, having prayer rallies, let alone doing it while you still hold on to your sin. Let's keep going in Matthew 6. Jesus said, but when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Boy, I've seen this so many times. Modern pastors, false teachers, evangelists, whoever, people that think they're spiritual, long-winded prayers. Hey, another story. Not long ago, we were in Dalton, Georgia, and a man came up to me. We were holding gospel signs. I was street preaching, and he said, I'm a preacher too. And we started talking, and I asked him what the gospel was. That's always my test. If a man of God, he knows what the biblical gospel is per the word of God. This guy broke out into praying for like 12 minutes straight on the street corner. Didn't Jesus say not to do that? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And he went on and on and on in vain repetition. This is not God-honoring biblical prayer. Jesus is telling us fake, public, repetitious prayer is not good. It's from a repentive, humbled heart that God listens. This is what I'm trying to get to you. So don't be joining these prayer rallies with people that don't even want to leave their sin. Imagine this. You go to a prayer rally and you want to pray for your country. Have you left your sin? There you go. And if you have, you go there and you unite with people that don't understand. You don't pray to God if you don't leave your sin. And they're practicing adulterers. They're practicing drinkers, smokers. They're practicing sodomites. They're practicing blasphemers. And you're praying with them in a prayer rally. This is why you don't pray with people you don't know. I had a brother the other day ask me, why don't we pray with people we don't know? And I said, because it's spiritual unity. And unless you know someone close and are walking with them, you don't have unity with them. He said, hey, that makes good sense. Let me give you some scripture verses from the Old Testament about prayer. Job 16, 17. Not for any injustice in my hands, also my prayer is pure. That's what this is all about. Is your prayer pure? Meaning, are you living to your best ability to the holiness and truth of all of God's word? Or do you know you're keeping sin, worldliness, false doctrine, corrupt associations, pride, vanity in your dress, how you talk, what you do with your actions, how you spend your time, what you're looking at? God is looking for pure prayer. How about Psalm 109:7? When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. David is talking about his enemies, and he's saying to God, these wicked people, let their prayer become sin. Yeah, that's what your prayer is. It's sin before a holy God if you keep sin. Doesn't that make sense? One last verse for you. Psalm 109:7. Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Hey, I'm going to leave it on that one. He's far from the wicked. And wicked, let me just tell you right now, wicked doesn't mean you're Adolf Hitler, you're a mass murderer, you're a drug addict. You know what wicked means? Sinful. You know what sin is? One sin. Yeah, one sin took the world into darkness, Adam and Eve. One sin caused Satan to fall from heaven. Are you praying and you're willfully keeping sin? That's the question I'm talking about. Are you doing vain, man-made prayer while keeping sin? I know we've all been taught it in churchianity. We must leave those ways. We must have pure prayer. We must walk in holiness and obedience. Cry out to God, create in me a new heart, O Lord. a new spirit, that I may walk in holiness and obedience, and then my prayers can go up and be a sweet savor unto the Lord, but not prayers going up as I keep and walk in sin. That's my admonition to you today, folks. Test your prayers. Cry out to God to clean up your life before you go praying for your country and other things. Remember, judgment starts in the house of the Lord. That means your life first. Don't be hypocritical in your prayer. Amen. Hey, it's been Brother Jim. We love you all. We're on the gospel road. Till next time, check out don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We're here for you. Repent and obey the gospel. May God be praised.